We're living in a world of change. Remember when we used to take, we used to eat butter. You remember when we ate butter? When we were little kids, we ate butter. And then we got margarine. And then we got the margarine, remember, with the little tablet in it, and it was in bags, kind of, and we squeezed. Did you ever have the job as a kid? You had to squeeze that color through the margarine. How many? Yeah, this is the right group. Amen. That's all right. That's all right. Well, you know, we're back to butter now. Gracious, gracious, gracious. Coca-Cola. Coca-Cola. Coke used to be Coke. You know, you had it. Remember the bottle? The glass bottle? Okay. Now there's Diet Coke. There's Coke Zero. There's Coke Max. There's, you know, caffeine-free. And then there's the kind with more caffeine than you'd get in a regular one. Gracious, gracious. TV has changed. And then the things that record the TV programs, from beta to VHS to what was next? To DVDs, to high-definition television, to Blu-ray television. I mean, it's crazy. Ideas about food have changed. We used to eat organic when we were kids, right? Did you all have Victory Gardens? We had a Victory Garden. We did it ourselves. We had chickens and we had eggs and we, you know, had this Victory Garden and we did raspberries and strawberries and broccoli and all the different vegetables. Then that wasn't really neat. You went to the supermarket where you got everything in those nice cases and all the oranges were lined up and all the apples were lined up and now we're back to organic again, right? Huh? It's not cool. It's not cool to get that regular produce anymore. You have to go to a farmer's market or that little part of the grocery store where they charge four times more for the food, but that's what's in. Or you can go to Central Market and just spend hours. Yes, right. Just looking at the produce. Decorating. Remember in the 70s, the orange, the avocado, the gold, and the browns, earth tones. And then it left that and we went into hot colors with red walls or blue walls or purple walls. And now it's back to earth tones again. Let's talk about doors. Just doors. Remember, we didn't used to lock our door. You know, the neighbors came in and out, went in and out, and if we weren't home, we'd give a telephone ring to somebody and tell them to go in the house and get such and such or feed the dog because we were going to be late or whatever. Now, what do? We lock our doors, right? Change. Change, change, change. Computers. Computers. I remember when Carl and I were in the University of Washington, we took a sociology course. A course in which I wrote Dr. and Mrs. Carl Barden on my paper 1,000 times because I was so bored with the material that I used to like to see how it was going to look. This is before we were married. Gals, do you ever do that? Write Mr. and Mrs. or whatever? Yeah, that was fun. Anyway, the sociology teacher was crazy about computers. And he took us to the place where the University of Washington had one of the very first computers. I think it was the room that Bill Gates played in. Anyway, it was a machine that was enormous. And you put little papers, little card-like things in, and then it ran them and did all this stuff. Anyway, the machine was as big as this room. Now I carry a little laptop about this big and a PDA about that big. But the operating systems, we had to learn DOS, and that was a struggle. We went from DOS to Windows 3.1, to Windows 95, to Windows 98, to Millennium, to Windows 2000, to Windows XP, and now Windows Vista. That's driving us all right out of our minds. If you've got one of those machines, or you're thinking about getting a new computer, everything you buy new has Vista, and you will go, just come to me, I'll help you when you go through that change. Honest to goodness, you need a counselor and you think you're going to lose your salvation. Change, 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 change. You think I'm preaching the message this morning, don't you? I know, it's taking a long time. Because I want to make a point. Change, do we like it? Do we love it? Yes, we love change. Do we hate it? Yes, we hate change. We don't like to let go of the old, right? And the old was easier, and we don't have to think using the old. But what senior citizens today, we have a challenge. I mean, I have to ask my grandson how to run some programs on my computer or call Roxanne, who's younger than I. Amen. But change is something that's happening all the time. Change, change, change. But I have an anchor, Jesus Christ. Let me tell you about him. Do you want to put the verse up? Thanks, Pat. King James says, Jesus Christ, the same, yesterday, today, and forever. He guarantees my salvation, and it won't change. He doesn't change. He loves me today. He loves me when I'm perfect. He loves me when I'm naughty, naughty, naughty. He loves me, and that love doesn't change. His love for us doesn't change. His guarantees, his promises to us don't change. I love that. I love the stability of being able to hold on to him and know he's not going to bring out a new operating system to foul me up. But he's steady, he's constant, and he loves us all. Let's stand and let's say it from the Message Bible this morning. For Jesus doesn't change yesterday, today, tomorrow. He's always totally himself. He is always totally himself.
That's good.
Keeping covenant with us, his people. He is the covenant keeper. Amen. I want to hold on to him and get as close to him as I can, because I am in covenant relationship with him.
Amen.
I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord, the house of the Lord that does not change.
Amen. Amen.